the introduction of starting lineups. Over the public address system, we had a nice introduction and an honoring of our officials. They got a standing ovation tonight. I've seen officials get standing ovations before, but usually not to honor them like that. But that's fun to see. Getting set to jump it up. Stepping in will be Reese McNeely. Or rather, that's going to be Ashley Kirkendall in there, jumping it up against Olivia Swanson. Here's the tip control by the Lady Bulldogs. With the basketball is Sydney Binder. Man-to-man defense by Fall City to the near side. Kirkpatrick with the basketball. Up to Addie Maddox at the top of the key. Across to Binder on the left elbow. Around it comes to the right side to Olivia Swanson. One dribble. Swanson feeds Maddox. Has the ball dribbled away by McNeely. Picks the basketball up. Feeds it across in the corner. Right side. Binder for three. Off the back of the iron and pulling down the rebound is Reese McNeely with the defensive board. McNeely with the outlet pass. Down court quickly to Poppy. To the near side, McNeely has it. Around the horn on the left elbow to Ava Armbruster. Deep in the corner. Baseline left side, Ashley Kirkendall on the dribble. Kirkendall to the top of the key. They feed it underneath. Shot is up. Blocked away nicely by Olivia Swanson. Swanson with the block on the baseline, left side of the basket. 7:15 to go first quarter. No score in the contest. Tigers basketball. Inbounding the pass, Ashley Kirkendall. Baseline left side. Lobs it all the way up top to the top of the key. It comes to the near left side. Elise Poppy feeds it to the right corner. Maddie Jones. A three for Jones from the right corner. Up and off. No good over the backboard. It'll go out of bounds, and the basketball goes back over to the Lady Bulldogs. We've played nearly a minute here at Fall City. No score in the contest. 7:07 to play first quarter. This is Sydney Binder on the dribble. Across the timeline to the right side. The pass to Olivia Swanson. Feeds it underneath. Oh, nice defense by Reese McNeely. McNeely with the block on the baseline. Fall City with the basketball the other direction. This is Kirkendall to the top of the key. Maddie Jones at the between the rings. Top of the key into the baseline left side. Jones tries to penetrate inside the paint. Now moves toward the hoop. Puts up the shot off the glass. Up and off. No good. And the rebound taken underneath the basket by Baltonsberger. Outlet pass goes to Binder. She'll bring it across the timeline to the right elbow. Kirkpatrick with the basketball. Looking inside the paint. There's a shot up and off the glass and good. Put in by Zoe Baltonsberger. The first 2 points of the ball game, and Auburn goes up 2-0 with 6:20 to play in the first quarter. Ball City's basketball. Elise Poppy looking at a man-to-man defense from Auburn. Poppy works to the left elbow. Feeds it back to the top of the key. Kirkendall. Baseline left side. Jones. 14-footer. Got it. Maddie Jones with the first 2 points of the ball game for Fall City. We're tied at 2 apiece with 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Here come the Lady Bulldogs. Kirkpatrick with the basketball at the free throw line. To Maddox into the corner left side. Binder with the ball. Binder will reset the offense. Maddox tries to drive the baseline. McNeely took it away from her. Pass comes back up top to Binder. To the top of the key. Between the rings, Baltonsberger to the near side. Driving Olivia Swanson. Driving lay-in up and good. Nice move to the basket by Olivia Swanson. Her first 2 points, and it's 4-2. Auburn on top. 5.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Fall City's basketball. That's Elise Poppy to the corner, down right side. Maddie Jones holds the ball on the right baseline. Left-handed dribble. Backs into the paint to the top of the key. Three-pointer on the way. Armbruster up and good. Ava Armbruster hit the three from the left elbow. It's 5-4. Fall City back up by one. Here come the Lady Bulldogs. There's Maddox for three off the back of the iron. Ball goes to the corner. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll belong to Fall City. 5:02 to play here in the first quarter. 5-4. Fall City up by one. It'll be the Lady Tigers with the basketball. Inbounding the pass. Poppy tosses into Armbruster. Armbruster comes into forecourt to set the offense. Finds Poppy on the left elbow. Now between the rings, top of the key. Poppy feeds to the baseline right side. Armbruster puts it into Maddie Jones. A push foul on the baseline. Foul's going to be called on the Bulldogs. Let's see who they put that one on. I think it's going to go on Baltonsberger. That's her first personal. Team foul number one on the Lady Bulldogs. Ball City's basketball. They'll inbound it under their own basket. On the right side of the baseline, to inbound the pass is Kirkendall. Lobs it up to the top of the key. Armbruster into the baseline right side, almost through the hands of Kirkendall. She got it back. Baseline right side, they feed it to Maddie Jones. Jones with the basketball, top of the key, Armbruster. McNeely, baseline in the corner left side. Bounce pass, down in traffic. Handling it is Jones, back up top of the key, Armbruster. Around the horn to the right side, McNeely to the near side. Isabel Armbruster in the lineup now. Now Jones in the paint. Little hook shot. Lays it up off the glass. Got her own rebound to the top of the key. Ava Armbruster now into the baseline. Left elbow holding the ball. Isabel Armbruster to Ava Armbruster in the paint. Again, they give it up to Ashley Kirkendall at the top of the key. Isabel Armbruster, baseline left side, Maddie Jones. Jones, jump shot, 12 feet away, off the rim, no good. Rebound Maddox for the Bulldogs. 5-4, Fall City on top. Here comes Auburn on the attack offensively. That's Kirkpatrick in the paint, driving lay-in up and off, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall will bring the ball up court herself with 3:41 to play here in the first quarter. 5-4, Fall City up by one. Ava Armbruster right side gives to Kirkendall. Free throw line to the left side. Isabel Armbruster, top of the key again, finds Kirkendall. Ava Armbruster right side in the lane. Lob pass into traffic. Trying to go up with a shot. McNeely, no whistle. And the ball tipped away. Could have been a foul under there. A lot of contact. This is Maddox with the basketball. Addie Maddox into the corner on the left side of the basket for the Bulldogs. Penetrating in the paint. A little floater blocked away nicely by Kirkendall. The shot put up by Jameson Kirkpatrick. We've got a whistle and a foul. At the line will be Kirkpatrick. Foul's going to be on Isabel Armbruster. On Armbruster, that will be her first personal team foul, number one. Jameson Kirkpatrick shooting two. The first one is up and good. She'll have a second shot. Into the ballgame, Hannah Collier checks into the lineup now. Collier checks in, replacing Reese McNeely for the Lady Tigers. Kirkpatrick at the line to try and give Auburn the lead. Second shot is up. It's good. She got them both. And it's 6-5. Lady Bulldogs up now. In for Auburn, McKenna Turner into the lineup. Turner checking in. A 5'5 junior on the floor. Here come the Lady Tigers with the basketball. This is Armbruster. Hands off to Kirkendall. Kirkendall at the top of the key for three. Shot is up off the iron. No. Kirkendall chases down her own rebound. Into the corner. Collier tried to move toward the paint. Kicks it back out to Armbruster at the free throw line. Left side, Isabel Armbruster. To the right side now with the basketball is Kirkendall. 2:45 to go. Kirkendall can't penetrate. Back to Ava Armbruster. She works out to the right wing. Now Kirkendall dribbles to the right side. The little handoff goes to Armbruster. Back to Kirkendall, penetrating in the paint, driving lay-in up and good. She got it. And a whistle and a foul. Ashley Kirkendall with the basket and drew the foul. She'll be at the line. I think the foul is going to be on McKenna Turner. On Turner, her first personal team foul, number two. At the line for the end one, Ashley Kirkendall. The shot is up and good. Kirkendall completes the end one. It's 8-6. Fall City back up by two with 2:29 to play in the first quarter. Bulldogs basketball. McKenna Turner to the left side. Across court to Stanley. That's Binder with the basketball to the top of the key. To the right side. Near side, Olivia Swanson. A reach-in foul is going to be called on the Tigers. Foul is going to be on Ashley Kirkendall. Her first personal team foul, number two. Inbounding the pass will be Olivia Swanson on the near side, near midcourt. Tosses in, gets to Sydney Binder. Binder in the midcourt circle will set the offense to the right side. Pass comes over to Olivia Swanson. Bounce pass nearly stolen away. Stanley with the ball into the left elbow. There's Binder for three. Up and off, no good. Hannah Collier with the defensive rebound. Collier with the outlet pass down to Armbruster. Bad pass the other direction. Stolen right back with the steal is Zoe Balmsberger. Outlet pass up court to Sydney Binder. She'll set the offense. Man-to-man defense here by the Lady Tigers. There's Binder driving, laying up. Couldn't get it. No whistle. Try for rebound. Follow shot put back. Follow shot put back. Whistle and the foul is called. And stepping to the line will be Zoe Baltonsparker. The foul is going to be called on Ashley Kirkendall. That'll be her second personal team foul, number three, on the Lady Tigers. Baltonsparker at the line shooting two shots. First attempt is on the way. It's up. It's off. No good. Zoe has 2 points on one field goal. Back into the lineup, Reese McNeely onto the floor. Coming out will be Maddie Jones to take a break. At the line, Zoe Baltonsparker ready for her second free throw. It's on the way up, and it's in and out, no good. The rebound is fought for. Coming down is Mackenzie Stanley with the basketball. Stanley gets it up to Binder. Sydney Binder dribbles to the left elbow. Binder, baseline left side, in the paint, driving layup. Binder couldn't get it. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Zoe Baldensberger. Baldensberger with 4 points now. We're tied at eight apiece. Timeout on the floor. 1:18 to play first quarter. All tied up at eight. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Katula back with you here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, Fall City High School. A minute 18 to play in the first quarter of our girls' varsity contest. The score all tied up at eight apiece. Fall City Lady Tigers and the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. Over on KTNC tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish are hosting the Southern Raiders. John Nixon has the call for that one right now on KTNC. Tigers basketball, they feed it inside the paint to Maddie Jones, right back to Reese McNeely. Shot is up, wouldn't go, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to have Reese McNeely at the free throw line. She'll be shooting two shots. She has not been to the line yet tonight. Foul is going to be called on Jamison Kirkpatrick, her first team foul, number three. McNeely's shot is up and good. The 5'8 senior hits the first of two. She'll have a second shot coming here. Mom has her fingers crossed, sitting right beside us. Second shot is up, short off the front of the rim. The rebound fought for and controlled by Jones. Jones comes up with it for the Tigers to the top of the key. Elise Poppy with the dribble to the right side. Ava Armbruster back up to Poppy. She stands between the rings at the top of the key to the left elbow. Lob it into McNeely. McNeely looking for Jones under the basket. Ball tipped away. Good defense by Addie Maddox. Maddox tipped that pass away as they were trying to work it to Jones on the baseline left side. 49 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 9-8. Fall City up by one. Tigers will have the basketball. The senior, Reese McNeely, will inbound it on the baseline in the corner on the left side of her basket. In it goes. Shot is up. Isabel Armbruster off, no good. Rebound. Follow shot. Jones is there. Put back by Maddie Jones. She has 4 points. Lady Tigers up by three, 11-8 with 38 seconds to go. Driving right side. Offensive foul. Maddie Jones got back and got set on offense. McKenna Turner ran into her, and Turner picks up her second personal, team foul number four, on the Lady Bulldogs. Andy Armbruster up off the bench, wanting his girls to play for one shot here with 35 seconds to play in the first quarter. His team up 11-8. Lady Tigers with a three-point lead. Fall City will play for one to end the period. To the left side, it comes to Isabel Armbruster to the top of the key. Elise Poppy, lob pass inside, Jones in the paint. Top of the circle, Isabel Armbruster around to Poppy. Poppy drives the baseline on the left side. Can't get there. Finds Reese McNeely back at the top of the key. Between the rings to the left side it goes. Top of the circle, Isabel Armbruster. Poppy, lob pass in. Jones. Jones going to move for a fall-away shot that's off the glass and doesn't go. There's a buzzer after one quarter. The Lady Tigers lead the Lady Bulldogs 11-8. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Catula back with you at Fall City High School, 11-8. The Lady Tigers leading the Lady Bulldogs after one period. We move to second quarter action. It'll be Tigers basketball. The inbound pass to Ava Armbruster. They lob it into Jones. She stands at the free throw line. Jones penetrates in the paint. Fall away. 5-foot jumper up and off. No, they say she traveled. A turnover will give the ball back to the Lady Bulldogs. It's a 3-point Fall City lead, 11-8. Auburn with the basketball. Down court comes Kirkpatrick on the dribble. Kirkpatrick at the top of the circle. Spin move in the paint to Binder on the right elbow with the basketball. No, check that. That's in the corner right side. Top of the circle is Maddox. Maddox into the corner. Baseline left side. Darnell handling the ball over there now. Right side driving. Lay it up and good by Olivia Swanson. Swanson has 4 points in the ball game now. In the ball game now is Addison Darnell. Darnell, a 5'5 freshman in there for the Bulldogs. Tigers basketball. McNeely, top of the circle. Gives it up to Elise Poppy. Poppy on the left wing, trying to drive to the left baseline. Can't get there. Top of the circle, Kirkendall. Right side, Ava Armbruster. They find Kirkendall once again. She moves to the right elbow. Across court pass to the near side. Comes to Poppy. Elise Poppy holds the ball a moment. McNeely feeds underneath. Jones in traffic. Shot is up. Jones off the rim. No, it's tipped around. McNeely with the rebound. McNeely outlet pass. Kirkendall gives it inside. Armbruster has it stripped away. McNeely, a tie-up on the baseline. Possession arrow favors Auburn. Lady Bulldogs will get the basketball. On the floor now for Auburn, bringing the ball up court is Kirkpatrick. Darnell is out there with her now on the outside. In the corner, baseline left side, Olivia Swanson. Swanson picks up her dribble. She needs help. Wanting a five-second call, they couldn't get one. To the near side it comes. This is Kirkpatrick on the baseline. Back to the top of the key. A long three is on the way and off. No good. The rebound brought down. Darnell kicks it out to the right elbow for three. This one won't go by Kirkpatrick. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll go back to the Lady Tigers. 6:06 to play in the first half. 11-10. Fall City up by one. Back into the ball game. Hannah Collier checking into the lineup. She will replace Ava Armbruster. Hannah Collier, a 5'6 senior for the Lady Tigers, back onto the floor. Into forecourt they come with the ball to Elise Poppy left wing. Poppy on the left elbow. Across court, Maddie Jones on the far side. Jones, little head and shoulders move inside the paint. Free throw line is inside. Kirkendall driving layup. Kirkendall in and out of there. Couldn't get it. Rebound, Addison Darnell. Darnell with the rebound. Outlet pass down court. They bring it down to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick left wing. Top of the circle. Baltonsparger around the right side with it. That's Swanson. She can't get inside. Now a driving layup. Maddox, and she falls to the floor. We will have Addie Maddox at the line to shoot two shots. Foul is going to be called on Fall City's Reese McNeely, her first personal, team foul number four. At the free throw line, Addie Maddox, 5'6 junior, shooting two shots for the Bulldogs. Chance to tie it or maybe put her team ahead. The first one is up and good. And we're tied at 11 apiece now with 5:28 to go in the first half. Ava Armbruster back onto the floor now, replacing Elise Poppy for the Tigers. Addie Maddox, second free throw is up. It's good. She got them both. Auburn goes on top now 12-11 with 5:27 to play in the first half here at Fall City. Armbruster into forecourt. Kirkendall around to the left elbow. Jones, baseline deep left side. McNeely with the basketball. McNeely to the top of the key. Now to the left side. Collier with the ball. Hannah Collier feeds to the top of the key. Kirkendall across court to the far side. Maddie Jones back to Collier. Collier on the dribble into the paint. Feeds it underneath. Armbruster, top of the key. Kirkendall. Collier had an open look. Didn't take it. Biggs gives it back inside to Kirkendall. Driving layup. Kirkendall. Shot was blocked. Whistle and a foul. Looked like a pretty decent job on the block there by Swanson, but she'll be called for the personal. On Olivia Swanson, that's her first personal, team foul number five. At the free throw line, Ashley Kirkendall. She's one out of one from the line so far tonight. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Kirkendall now two out of two from the line and has 4 points in this contest. He'll have another shot here to try and give the Tigers a lead once again. We're tied at 12. Shot is up. This one is off. No good. A battle for that rebound out of bounds. It goes off of Matty Jones, and it'll belong to the Lady Bulldogs. Kirkendall comes out. In the replacer, Isabel Armbruster. Coach Andy Armbruster substituting freely here, running several goals in and out of the game. 4 minutes, 52 seconds to play first half here in Fall City. We're tied at 12 apiece in this girls' varsity contest. There's a long three that's put up, doesn't go for Jamison Kirkpatrick, and the rebound comes down to the Lady Tigers. Ava Armbruster picked up defensively at the top of the key. Picking her up out there, Sydney Binder defensively. Across court pass, top of the circle, Maddie Jones. Left wing, Reese McNeely. McNeely, top of the circle. Again, finds Armbruster to the right elbow. Baseline in the corner, deep right side. Now Hannah Collier with the basketball right elbow. Gives to Maddie Jones. Jones feet deep into the corner. Open look, three. Reese McNeely over the top, doesn't go. Rebound to Olivia Swanson. Outlet pass, Binder. Binder down court in a hurry on a fast break. Inside the paint, moving toward the hoop. Altensberger can't get there. Swanson for three, off the iron, no. And the rebound, Ava Armbruster. Armbruster with the basketball down court. We're tied at 12 apiece. 3:55 to play here in the first half, second quarter. Hannah Collier, right wing, right side baseline to Armbruster. Across to the near side, Jones. Back to Collier in the corner. Couple of dribbles. Collier brings it up on the elbow to the top of the key again to Ava Armbruster. 3:35 to play in the first half. Tied at 12 apiece. It's been a close one all the way. McNeely has the ball knocked out of her hands over there by Addie Maddox. Maddox touched it last. Here's Kirkendall back onto the floor. Also checking back in is Elise Poppy. McNeely and Collier will come out and take a breather. 3.5 minutes to play, first half. Tigers basketball. Isabel Armbruster left wing. Across court, Ava Armbruster. All tied up at 12. Man-to-man defense. Binder chases Armbruster. They look inside for Jones. Kirkendall kicks it out. Open look right side. Isabel Armbruster for three. She got it. The sophomore, Isabel Armbruster, dropped the three in from the right wing. A long three. Here's a three answering the other end. Up and off. No good by Swanson. Olivia Swanson couldn't get it to drop. The rebound comes down to Kirkendall and her outlet pass down court to Poppy. Poppy right side, Armbruster. Moving in the paint is Jones to the left wing. Poppy had a look, didn't take it. 2:47 to go here in the first half. 15-12 inside Jones. Jones with the ball, moves in traffic. Rebound, kicks it out inside Kirkendall. Kirkendall shot is up. It won't go. Ball is loose. Coming up with it for the Bulldogs is Addie Maddox. Maddox with some good, strong defense in there for Auburn, and then got the loose basketball. Into forecourt, Kirkpatrick with the ball. Feeds Maddox in the paint. Ball stolen away from Maddox. Armbruster with the steal. Ava Armbruster pushes it down court. A one-on-three fast break. She'll back it out and set the offense to Elise Poppy at the top of the key. Poppy on the right elbow. Again finds Armbruster on the far right wing. Across court pass to the near side. Isabel Armbruster. Jones at the free throw line. Turnaround set shot up and good. They gave Maddie Jones an open look from the corner of the free throw line. She dropped it in. Timeout on the floor, Auburn. 1:58 to go first half. Tigers up 17-12. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to kick the winter blues to the curb this year. Eat well, exercise, and stay connected to your loved ones. It can be tempting to eat heavy comfort foods, snuggle on the couch with a warm blanket, and rant about the cold weather. This year, consume vegetables, fruits, and lean protein. Integrate exercise into your routine. Start with a day or two, a week, and build up into more. Spend time with people who bring out the best in you. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a happy and healthy new year.
Sunny 101.3.
We're back to the Bruce State College Game of the Week here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, Fall City High School. I'm Randy Gatula with you courtside. Logan Carpenter, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 control panel. A minute 57 to go here in the first half, 17-12. Fall City up by 5. Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. For Auburn, Zoe Baltensperger holds the ball on the right wing. Kicks it down deep into the corner to Kirkpatrick. Now Addie Maddox feeds the left side. Here's a three on the way. Swanson up and good for Olivia Swanson. And she hits the three. Olivia now with 7 points in the ballgame. Makes it a two-point Tiger lead, 17-15. And we're up there for a moment with a 17-12 five-point advantage. There's McNeely with a lay-in off the glass. Reese McNeely with her first field goal. Give the assist there to Elise Poppy. McNeely laid it off the glass, dropped it in. It's 19-15. The lead is four now for Fall City. All the way in, Baltonsberger laying up and off, no good. Rebound, Isabel Armbruster, outlet pass, Ava Armbruster. Ava guarded out here by Sydney Binder defensively on the left elbow. To the top of the key, Jones feeds it across to Poppy right side. At the free throw line, Isabel Armbruster into McNeely. Shot is up and good. Reese McNeely with back-to-back baskets for the Lady Tigers. Puts them up by six, their biggest lead of the game now, up 21-15. Here's a tie-up. Jump ball is called. Good job over there by Armbruster to reach in on Addie Maddox and tie her up. Possession arrow points toward Fall City. Kirkendall will check back into the lineup for the Lady Tigers. Coming in for Auburn will be Mackenzie Stanley back onto the floor. McNeely got hot, scored a couple of points, so they're going to give her a rest. Here we go with 21-15. 6-point Fall City lead. 35 seconds to go here in the first half. Tigers basketball. Kirkendall on the right wing. Kirkendall at the free throw line. Has the ball stripped away and stolen by Olivia Swanson. Up to Binder. Here's Sydney Binder down court, top of the key to the left elbow. Binder feeds it over to the left side. Kirkpatrick. Right wing Binder. 15 seconds. Binder driving baseline right side. A push foul. Going to be called on the corner on Ava Armbruster. On Armbruster, her first team foul, number 5 on the Lady Tigers. 12.9 seconds to go here. McNeely will check back into the lineup now for the Lady Tigers and replace Kirkendall. 12.9 seconds to go. Auburn's basketball under their own basket. Into Baltonsberger. Up to Binder. Sydney Binder on the dribble. Ava Armbruster chases after. Armbruster falls to the floor. Feed it underneath. Ball stolen away. Fast break. Maddie Jones right side driving. Armbruster lays it up. No. There's a buzzer and at the half. The Fall City Lady Tigers are leading the Lady Bulldogs. Your halftime score, Fall City 21 and Auburn 15. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at SBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Fall City High School. It's halftime. The Fall City Lady Tigers leading the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn. 21-15 our halftime score. And it's time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. First of all, for the Auburn Bulldogs, they're led at the half by Olivia Swanson. She has 7 points. Zoe Baltonsparker with 4. Addie Maddox has 2. And Jameson Kirkpatrick with 2 for their halftime total of 15. From the charity stripe, the Lady Bulldogs hit 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. For the Lady Tigers, leading the way at halftime is Maddie Jones with 6 points. Reese McNeely right behind, adding 5. Ashley Kirkendall with 4. Ava Armbruster with 3. And Isabel Armbruster with 3. So very well spread out scoring there. 5-4, 6-5, 4-3, and 3 for the Lady Tigers for their total of 21. They have hit 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. 21-15, your halftime score. Fall City leading the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. We're going to step aside now and take another 2-minute timeout, then update you with our latest weather forecast, followed by another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll have third quarter action coming up. You've been listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Scoring Recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or see us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hey, Bart, here it is, a brand new year. What does Farm and City Supply have to offer in the new year?
Well, Duggar, first we'd like to offer our thanks to all of our patrons, past, present, and future. We look forward to continued successes for everybody, and we'd like to invite you into Farm and City Supply, where we've got the greatest selection of farm, hardware, clothing there is around.
You can find it, folks. It's on North 73 Highway, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Chance for snow tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 25, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A few flurries possible at times again tomorrow, highs level off around 32, cloudy skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 15. A dusting of snow tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Falls City High School. It's halftime. The Falls City Lady Tigers leading the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn 21-15, our halftime score. This is the first half of a doubleheader that we have for you tonight here on Sunny. Up next, it'll be the boys varsity contest, same two schools. Over at the Rowe Activity Center, just a few blocks away at Sacred Heart, the Sacred Heart Irish girls are leading Wymore Southern at halftime. The halftime score there, Sacred Heart 36, Wymore Southern 8. My broadcasting buddy John Nixon has live coverage of those games for you on our sister station, KTNC. In the Falls City area, 107.1 FM, 1230 AM, and of course online at mscsports.net. Want to remind everybody, Falls City fans will have the Tigers on again this Friday night. I'll be traveling with Falls City to Weeping Water for a girl-boy doubleheader. We'll have those games over on KTNC. This coming Thursday night, I will be at Johnson for the Sacred Heart Irish and the Johnson Brock Eagles, also a girl-boy doubleheader. That game, or those games, will be heard right here on Sunny 101.3. So that's what we've got on tap for you in the coming days here on both Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. Again, Thursday night, Sacred Heart at Johnson. Friday night, Fall City at Weeping Water. Yours truly will have the call and the play-by-play for you on those. Big doings going on Saturday at Peru State College. They're going to have their 13th annual hosting of their event on the campus of the Thousand Oaks. A Bobcat women's basketball game against Braceland at 2 o'clock against Braceland. Men's game with the Yellow Jackets at approximately 4 p.m. They're going to have the annual chili feed at 2:30 with a free meal donation for that one. And during both halftimes, the fantastic Flyers of Gary's Tumbling and Glenwood, Iowa will be performing. So that's all going on the campus at Peru State Saturday. You're invited to attend. We're back to live action here at Falls City. It'll be Auburn's basketball. They inbound the pass to Maddox at the top of the key. On the left elbow near side, Kirkpatrick gives it up to Baltensberger. This is Olivia Swanson handling it to the top of the key, around the horn to Binder with the ball. Sydney Binder, baseline left side, can't get to the baseline, back to the top of the key, around to the right wing. Kirkpatrick with the ball, top of the circle, Maddox. Driving is Swanson. Driving layup, Swanson couldn't get it. Rebound brought down by Jones. Outlet pass McNeely. Ball tipped around. Jones gets it across the timeline. Tips it to Ashley Kirkendall, and she'll set it up. Kirkendall on the right wing with the basketball to the top of the key. Comes up to the top to Poppy. Across court, near side. Kirkendall again handling the basketball. Kirkendall in the paint. Fall away, 12-foot jumper off the glass. No. And the rebound to Addie Maddox for the Lady Bulldogs. Maddox with the outlet pass, Sydney Binder. Binder to the left elbow. Top of the key with it, Kirkpatrick. Now Baltensberger backs into the paint. To the left side, ball stolen away. Poppy with the steal. One-on-one with Maddox. Feeds it across. Reese McNeely laying up and good. McNeely has 7 points in the ballgame. And it's 23-15, biggest lead of the game for either team. Lady Bulldogs up by 8. McNeely tries for the steal, a whistle, and a foul on McNeely. That'll be her second personal, team foul number 1 of the half on the Lady Tigers. 6:32 to play, third period, 23-15. Lady Tigers up by 8. Auburn's basketball. Inbound the pass. They get it in to Kirkpatrick. She dribbles to the top of the circle, finds Maddox. Now across to the far side, Olivia Swanson. Binder with the basketball. Guarded by Ava Armbruster. Binder. Baltensberger. Back it comes to Binder. Binder dribbling in, driving, layup. Binder puts it up off the glass. Couldn't get it. Rebound going to be pulled down by Elise Poppy. Outlet pass down court. Ava Armbruster. Binder picks her up in the man-to-man defense. Armbruster goes to the corner, hands to Maddie Jones. Jones, left side, McNeely at the free throw line, off to the left elbow with it. Free throw line ball tipped away nicely there by Baltensberger. Grabbed up loose by Kirkendall. Kirkendall. I get Kirkendall and Kirkpatrick going at it. That's going to be a tongue twister. In the corner, ball tipped away. Armbruster comes up with it. Then a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Lady Bulldogs. Foul is going to be on Sydney Binder. On Binder, her first personal, first team foul of the half on the Lady Bulldogs. 5:42 to play third quarter, 23-15. Fall City up by eight, and the Lady Tigers have the basketball. Maddie Jones in the paint. Kicks it to the left wing. Open look. Kirkendall. Three. Got it. Ashley Kirkendall hits the three. She's got 7 points. And it's 26-15. Fall City starting to blow this thing open a little bit now. Up by 11. Here's Maddox for a driving layup. She puts it up. Couldn't get it. Maddox missed the uncontested layup on the baseline. The rebound comes down to the Lady Tigers. Fall City with an 11-point lead, and the basketball comes down to set their offense. Armbruster into forecourt, left elbow. Across court to the near side finds Kirkendall. Around the horn, Poppy with it down deep baseline right side. Poppy gets the ball back, dribbles to the top of the free throw circle, feeds Kirkendall right wing. They pass it around the outside perimeter. This is Armbruster with the basketball. Did a little pirouette over there on the left corner, brought it right back up top. Poppy with the ball at the free throw line. Poppy right side finds Kirkendall. Kirkendall can't penetrate. A cross court pass, Ava Armbruster. Around to the left side, Maddie Jones in the corner, looking inside for McNeely. Lob pass, ball tipped away from McNeely, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Tigers. 4:27 to go, third quarter, 26-15. 11-point lead now for the Lady Tigers, their biggest lead of the ball game, up by 11. The inbound pass comes to the corner. Poppy, lob pass in the paint. Kirkendall, jump shot up and good. Ashley Kirkendall has 9 points in the game, five of them here in the third quarter. 28-15. Ball City blowing this thing open now a little bit. Underneath, oh, a nice feed. On the assist there was Kirkpatrick, and she was finding Olivia Swanson. Swanson for the easy lay-in on the baseline. Puts it back to an 11-point lead now. Into the corner right side, a long three for Jones is up and off, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Lady Bulldogs. Maddox with the ball, works to the left side to Binder. Binder tries to penetrate in the paint. Sydney Binder passes up to the top of the key. Here comes Swanson around the horn with the basketball. Maddox for a long three that's off, no good. And the rebound down to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster pushes down in a hurry, was looking for McNeely. Ball tipped away by Maddox and grabbed up on the baseline by Olivia Swanson. Back the other direction, Kirkpatrick tried to feed it across to Maddox. I believe McNeely tipped the ball away. It goes out of bounds. Back into the lineup now for Fall City. Isabel Armbruster and Hannah Collier check in. Reese McNeely will take a breather, as will Elise Poppy. So Isabel Armbruster, Hannah Collier on the floor now for the Lady Tigers. 28-17, Fall City up by 11 with 3:21 to play here in the third quarter. Here's a lob pass up top to Sydney Binder. Binder to the left elbow with her pass. Spin move, moving in all the way. Reverse lay-in up. No. Rebound try for follow shot. Try for putback. Still won't go. And now fighting for the rebound. Fall City comes up with the ball. We've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Mackenzie Stanley. Stanley's first personal, team foul number two. Full court pressure now by Auburn. Inbounding the ball. They tried to get it into Collier in the corner. It's tipped away out of bounds. Touch last by Auburn. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Ashley Kirkendall lobs it in. Ava Armbruster down court. Maddie Jones still in backcourt. Across to Armbruster, across the timeline. Armbruster dribbles to the left wing, picks up her dribble. Goes to Maddie Jones in the paint. Jones driving, laying up, and blocked away nicely. Nice job defensively there by Zoe Baltensberger, stopping Maddie Jones on that drive for the layup. Baltensberger got a hand on the basketball. 28-17. The lead is 11 for Fall City with 2:52 to go in the third quarter. Lady Tigers basketball. Kirkendall just inside the free throw lane. Jump shot up and good. Ashley Kirkendall in double figures. She has 11 points now, and it's 30-17. Down court with the ball. To the near side comes Stanley, a driving lay-in baseline, right side up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Zoe Balmsberger. She's got 6 points. 38-19. The lead is back to 11. Here's Isabel Armbruster. Shot is up and off, no good. Ball is tipped around. Coming up with it is Swanson. Olivia Swanson gets the outlet pass to Sydney Binder. Binder down court, back to Swanson, left wing. Swanson driving baseline, left side for the layup. Got it. Nice job for Olivia Swanson. She's in double figures. Swanson with 11 points now. Makes it 30-21. Ball City led by as much as 13. Their lead is cut to 9. Just under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Kirkendall, free throw line, jump shot, partially blocked, whistle and a foul. We'll have Kirkendall at the line. The foul's on Mackenzie Stanley. Her second personal, team foul number 3. Should be a shooting foul, I believe. Now the officials conferring here. No, not a shooting foul. They're just going to play it in on the baseline. Here's McNeely back into the lineup in replacing Jones. Poppy back onto the floor replacing Ava Armbruster. Waiting for the inbound pass. The Lady Tigers under their own basket. They lob it up to Poppy. Elise Poppy will set the offense. Poppy looks to the near side. Comes to Hannah Collier with the ball. Collier hands it inside. Isabel Armbruster. Oh, she tried to get it to McNeely. Ball tipped away nicely. Here comes Binder into the corner right side. Open look. 3. Right side is up short. Saved from going out of bounds. That shot by McKenna Turner well short of the basket. Fast break the other direction. Come the Lady Tigers. Poppy for 3. Top of the key. Got it. Elise Poppy with her first points of the night hits a 3 from the top of the circle. 33-21. The lead is back to 12 with a minute 13 to go. A whistle and the foul. Foul is going to be called on Fall City's Reese McNeely. On McNeely, her third personal, team foul number 2 on the Lady Tigers. Here's Ava Armbruster back onto the floor. Maddie Jones also checks back in. Reese McNeely will take a breather. Also sitting down will be Isabel Armbruster. A minute 12 to go in the third quarter. Fall City up by 12. Lady Bulldogs basketball. Inbound the pass to Stanley. Top of the key, Binder with it. Sydney Binder between the rings. Works the left-handed dribble to the left elbow. Tries to get away. And Binder for a driving layup, whistle, and a foul. I think we're going to put Sydney Binder to the free throw line where she'll be shooting 2 shots. Ava Armbruster called for her second personal. Team foul number 3. Sydney Binder, 5'4 junior, at the line, shooting 2 shots for the Lady Bulldogs. The first one is up and got it. Got the first one. That's Sydney's first point of the night. She now has 1 in the ballgame. Second shot coming here for the junior. Sydney Binder takes aim. Second shot is up. It's good also. Got them both. A pair of free throws for Binder. Makes it a 10-point ball game, 33-23, with 59 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Tigers may just play for 1 here with a 10-point lead to get into the intermission between third and fourth quarters. Collier gives the ball under to the left elbow, Ava Armbruster. Ava dribbles back out. She'll bring it between the rings to the top of the circle to the near side to Kirkendall. They run a little weave and give it up to Poppy. Poppy across to Collier. Collier, bounce pass left side. Again to Armbruster with 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. 10-point lead for Fall City, 33-23. They're playing it down for 1 shot here. Kirkendall being chased out here by Stanley. Gives it to Ava Armbruster. Ava Armbruster between defenders. Tries to feed it inside to Jones. Ball taken away 13 seconds ago. Binder down court. Fast break. Pass right side. Stanley. Stanley in the corner with the ball. Up to Binder. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Binder in the corner. They're going to have to hurry. There's a shot at the buzzer that's off and doesn't go. After 3 quarters, Fall City up by 10, 33-23. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Employees at Fast get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you. Life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay. Bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. Fast is an equal opportunity employer.
Fast Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatuma back with you here at Fall City High School, McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. After three quarters, the Fall City Lady Tigers up by 10, 33-23. Leading the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. It'll be Fall City's basketball as we move into fourth quarter action. Armbruster into forecourt with the basketball on the right side. Baseline in the corner. Lob pass goes in. McNeely handles to Armbruster in the right side corner. Armbruster tries to feed it back to McNeely. Pass stolen away by Sidney Binder. Binder with the basketball into forecourt. Left elbow comes across to Jamison Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick up top. Baltonsberger driving way in. No, couldn't get it. There's a battle for the rebound. A jump ball will be called. In there battling was Elise Poppy going after that loose basketball with Baltonsberger. Possession arrow favors the Lady Bulldogs. They'll have it under their own basket, down by 10. 33-23 with 7.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Lob pass comes up top all the way to the top of the key. Darnell handling the ball now. Addison Darnell, 5'5 freshman, off to Binder right wing. Binder, spin move, top of the key to the left side. Again, Darnell with the basketball. Baltonsberger out of the right side, dribbling in. Shot is up. Got it. The basket counts for Kirkpatrick, and she drew the personal foul. So Kirkpatrick, with a chance for the and one here, has pulled her team back within 8, could get them within 7. That foul, incidentally, on Ashley Kirkendall, her third personal, or first personal. Free throw is up and good. 33-26 your score now. 7:09 to go. 7-point ball game here. Wait to see. Whistle and the foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Auburn's Addison Darnell. Darnell picks up her first personal. That's team foul number 4 on the Bulldogs. Ball City's basketball on the dribble. Comes Ava Armbruster. Free throw line, jump shot, Kirkendall up, in and out, no good. Rebound cleared out nicely under there by Zoe Baltonsberger. Zoe did a good job fighting off a couple of defenders to get that board. Here's a driving layup. Baltonsberger, other end, whistle, foul. Baltonsberger will be at the free throw line to shoot 2 shots. Foul is going to be on Fall City's Maddie Jones. On Maddie, her first personal. Team foul number 5 on the Lady Bulldogs. 6:48 to go in the ballgame. 33-26 at the free throw line. Baltonsberger, Zoe, first shot is up and good. She now has 7 points. Another shot coming here. She can get her team back within 5 if she can hit this one. Zoe Baltonsberger at the line, looking to the basket. Shot is on the way. It's up. It's good. Got them both. Baltonsberger hit them both. Makes it 33-28. 5-0 run here to start the quarter for the Bulldogs. Lady Tigers basketball working it up court across the timeline. Ava Armbruster right side being chased over here defensively by Sidney Binder. Pressuring man-to-man defense now by Auburn. They give to Kirkendall. Maddie Jones in the corner. Jones guarded by Baltonsberger. Has it dribbled away from her. It's loose on the floor. Everybody after. Timeout taken Auburn to get the possession. Bulldogs will have the basketball. 6:20 to go, fourth quarter. 5-point contest, 33-28. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, a heads-up move by Auburn head coach Grant Cole to get the timeout as the players were scrambling for the loose basketball on the floor. He called the timeout and got the possession preserved for the Lady Bulldogs as they're down by 5, 33-28. They trailed by as much as 13 earlier, and now within 5 here, 33-28. 6 minutes, 20 seconds showing on the clock here at Fall City High. Auburn will have the basketball, a chance to cut further into the Lady Tigers' lead here. Inbounding the pass, Addie Maddox tosses it in to Sydney Binder. Binder guarded by Ava Armbruster, one-on-one, man-to-man defense. Armbruster pressuring Binder as she gets it into forecourt. Right elbow picks up the dribble, top of the key, comes up to Addie Maddox to the left elbow. Kirkpatrick handles the ball across to the right wing with it now. That's Darnell handling the basketball. Now Maddox, left elbow, Binder. She thought about the three. Binder wants to penetrate behind the back. Dribble in the paint. Binder's in trouble. Ball is tipped away and stolen, and traveling is going to be called. Tigers, it'll go back to the Lady Bulldogs. Auburn will have the basketball under their own bucket. Maddox will take a breather. Back in to replace her is Olivia Swanson. Tiger fans fired up about the traveling call. Just moments ago, they were giving the officials a standing ovation. 33-28, you love the game of high school ball. 5:42 to go in the ball game. Binder with the ball on the left wing. Binder in the paint. Little floater shot is up. Oh, couldn't get it to fall. And the rebound taken away by Ava Armbruster. Auburn hanging on to a five-point lead now. A lot of time left in this one. 5.5 minutes to play. Here's Maddie Jones. Jones working one-on-one. Jump shot up. Off of Baltensberger. No. Zoe has the rebound for the Lady Bulldogs and gives it up to Binder. Sydney Binder into forecourt. Sydney to the left elbow. Feeds it down to Kirkpatrick. She can't get the baseline. Kirkpatrick finds Olivia Swanson. Swanson guarded by Kirkendall. Now Kirkpatrick under the basket. Around the horn. Binder for three off the rim. Bounces around. Rebound pulled down under the basket by Elise Poppy. Poppy outlet pass to Armbruster. Inside of 5 minutes to go now. 4:51 to play here in the ball game. 33-28. Fall City with a five-point lead. Right side in the corner. That's Maddie Jones handling the ball. She tried to feed it inside to Kirkendall. Ball stolen away by Olivia Swanson. Swanson comes up with the basketball down to Binder. Into the corner right side. Moving toward the bucket is Kirkpatrick. Baltensberger to the basket. Shot is up and good. Zoe Baltensberger in double figures has 10 points now. And the lead is 3. Ball City led by 13. Ball nearly turned over on the floor. They get it up to the top of the key with it to Poppy. Poppy to the near side. Maddie Jones wanted to go to the hoop. Couldn't get there. Good defense on Jones there by Baltensberger. Timeout taken Fall City. 4:06 to go in the ballgame. 33-30. Fall City up by 3. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Purdue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back inside to Fall City High School. Randy Gatuma with you. 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the girls' varsity contest. We've got a three-point ball game. Fall City Lady Tigers leading the Auburn Lady Bulldogs 33-30. Fall City led by as much as 13 points at 28-15. But since then, Auburn has gone on a 15-5 run to get within 3. At 33-30, when play is resumed, Fall City will have the basketball. The inbound pass is tossed into Elise Poppy. She comes right back to the near side to Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall gets a pick by McNeely. Can't get to the basket. Puts it back up top to Poppy. Now Kirkendall in the paint. Bounce pass. Wrap around McNeely. Shot is up. Couldn't get it. Now a battle for the rebound. Nice job there with a pass, getting the ball to McNeely on the corner. Kirkendall fed Reese McNeely. That's been falling for tonight. Just wouldn't go that time. Reese has 6 points. She's been hitting those, but that one wouldn't drive. Has 7 points, rather. Ball City keeps the basketball at the top of the circle. Isabel Armbruster to the left elbow, Kirkendall. Kirkendall gives it up to Jones. Maddie Jones, left elbow again, Kirkendall. Kirkendall feeds to the near right side with it. Down to Isabel Armbruster. Ball City sitting on a 3-point lead and kind of letting the air out of the ball there a little bit, but there's still 3.5 minutes to go. That's a long time to stall out with only a 3-point lead. Across to the far side, Poppy with the basketball. Hands to Jones. Maddie Jones is going to take it in for a driving layup. Can't get it. Falls to the floor. The rebound, Baldensberger. Baldensberger down court, Binder. 5-on-4. Here's a long three from the corner. It's off and doesn't go. A battle for the rebound. Coming out with it, Reese McNeely. McNeely got the rebound, a big one on the baseline. 2:50 to go in the game, a 3-point contest. Auburn fighting and scratching and clawing their way back into this one after being down by 13. Lady Tigers trying to hold them off. There's a foul across the way that's going to be called on Auburn. Foul is going to be on the Bulldogs, Jamison Kirkpatrick. Her second personal, team foul number 5 on Auburn. 33-30. It's a 3-point ball game with 2:40 to go. Boy, I'll tell you, Auburn had a nice look for that three at the other end that would have tied it. It just rimmed in and out of there. Tigers with the ball now, trying to run some more clock here. Ava Armbruster gives it up to Kirkendall. In the paint, jump shot. Kirkendall got it. Ashley Kirkendall with a jump shot. She's got 13 points in the game, and it's back to a 5-point Ball City lead, but a lot of time left here. 2:22 to go in the ball game. Auburn needs a basket this trip. Baldensberger driving layup. Blocked by McNeely. McNeely with the block and then got the rebound. Reese McNeely, huge defensive play that time for Fall City. Down court come the Tigers. Timeout taken, Fall City. 2:09 to go in the ballgame. 35-30. Tigers up by 5. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Sunny 101.3.
The Lady Bulldogs had battled back to within three, and then Ashley Kirkendall sunk that little two-pointer inside the lane to put Fall City back up by 5 with 2:09 to go in the ballgame. It's Fall City's basketball. Ava Armbruster being chased by Binder into forecourt. Armbruster to the right side. Reese McNeely with the ball. Back to the top of the key. Kirkendall. Maddie Jones with it. They're going to make Auburn come out and chase him now, running this weave. Armbruster gives across to Kirkendall, who gives to Maddie Jones. Maddie Jones has a reach-in foul ball nearly tipped away by Zoe Baldensberger. Zoe's called for her second personal. That is team foul number 6. The next shot will put Fall City into the 1-1. A lot of time left, 1:49 on the clock, 35-30. Don't forget, this is just the first half of tonight's basketball excitement. We've got the boys' varsity game coming up after this one. This has been a dandy. Lady Tigers with the ball, inbound. They get it in to Armbruster in backcourt. Binder gives chase. Armbruster across the timeline to the right elbow. Up to Poppy. They run the weave again with the exchange near midcourt. Giving it to Jones. Jones, Poppy, and Armbruster just running that weave. Now Kirkendall gets the ball. Down to a minute and a half. 90 seconds to go in the ballgame. 35-30. Fall City up by 5. 1:23 on the clock. Left elbow. Auburn's going to have to come out and foul, and now they do. Sydney Binder comes out and gets called for the personal on Sydney, her second personal, team foul number 7. Fall City will be in the 1-1, in the bonus, at the line, Elise Poppy. Fall City has not shot a free throw in this second half. This will be their first free throw attempt of the second half. They were 3 out of 5 in the first half. Here shooting 1-1. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound Auburn. It worked for what the Bulldogs wanted to happen. Down quickly with the ball comes Sydney Binder to the right side. Her pass goes off to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick, lob pass in. Tipped away, out of bounds. Touch last by Auburn, however. They were trying to lob it inside. They were looking for Baldensberger. The ball got lobbed inside and went out of bounds. Now Elise Poppy will take a breather. Isabel Armbruster in for Fall City. 1:11 to go in the ball game. 35-30. Fall City up by five. Shot off the glass, up and good. On the inbound pass, put the shot down with Zoe Balmsberger. It's a three-point ball game. Timeout, Auburn. 1:08 to play in the ball game. 35-32. Fall City up by three. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. Back in half a minute, you're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Here's a stat for you. The Fall City girls have managed only 2 points in this entire fourth quarter. It was 33-23 after three periods, and now 35-32 with 1:08 to go. So only 2 points in the quarter for Fall City after a 10-point lead at the end of the third period. Tigers will have the basketball with 1:08 to go and a 3-point lead. They'll inbound it against full court pressure. Ashley Kirkendall will stand under the basket to inbound the pass. She gets it into Jones, gives back to Kirkendall. Into forecourt. Fast break. Oh, they tried to get it to Reese McNeely under the basket for the easy lay-in. The pass was too strong and got away out of bounds. And I'm not sure you needed a fast break here. Up by three with a minute to go. But that's what they elected to go with, and it goes out of bounds. And now the Bulldogs with a chance to tie this game with a three. A minute and 3 seconds to go in the contest. Pressure applied by Fall City, waiting for the inbound pass. Maddox tosses it into Binder. Sydney Binder gets it up court. 58 seconds to go. Binder on the left elbow to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick between the rings, top of the key. Sydney Binder, right elbow, top of the circle. Maddox feeds to the left side. Now Swanson handles the basketball. Swanson picks up her dribble. She needs help. Going to get a five count. No, timeout taken to save the possession by Auburn with 39 seconds to play. 39 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Fall City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, we'll set the stage for you. 39.9 seconds to play in the ball game. 35-32, Fall City up by three. Auburn has the basketball. This is girls varsity ball from Fall City tonight. Bulldogs will inbound it down by three. Olivia Swanson to toss it in. Swanson into backcourt to Sydney Binder. Binder across the midcourt line. Comes on the attack now offensively. Binder works to the left side of the free throw lane. Takes it into traffic. Binder's in trouble. Bounce pass. Gets it up to Maddox. Maddox goes around the defense to the left elbow. Gives back to Binder. 23 seconds to go. Binder driving. Laying up. Off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Can't get it, but a whistle and a foul. Zoe Baltonsberger will be at the line. She has made 2 out of 3 from the line so far tonight. She has 12 points in the contest. The foul is going to be on Maddie Jones, her second personal, team foul number 6. Zoe Baltonsberger at the line, shooting 2. Still 17.6 seconds to play. Baltonsberger, first free throw is up and good. It's a 2-point ball game, 35-33. Here's Hannah Collier into the lineup now for Reese McNeely. Collier checks in. Baltonsberger can get the Lady Bulldogs within one with 17 seconds to go. 35-33, Baltonsberger. Second free throw attempt. She takes aim. The shot is on the way. It's good. Got them both. It's a one-point ball game. 17 seconds to play. Full court pressure. Inbound pass to Jones. Jones gets it up to Kirkendall. Across it goes, a whistle and a foul with 13.8 seconds to go. Auburn decides to foul. The foul by Sidney Binder by design. At the free throw line will be Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley has made 2 out of 3 from the line so far tonight. She has 13 points in the ballgame to lead the scoring for Fall City. With 13.8 seconds to go, she will be shooting 1-1. Big free throw here, the first one especially. The first shot is on the way. It's up and it is no good. Rebound, Auburn, down by one. Here come the Lady Bulldogs. Loose ball, jump ball is called. Possession arrow, I think, stays with Auburn. Now, Coach Grant Cole out here challenging the official about the call, but they're going to call it a jump ball. The ball will stay with Auburn. 7.7 seconds to play. Timeout taken, Auburn. We're going to keep it here live this time. I don't want to not get back for this one. We want to set the stage for you and let you know what's happening in place here. The clock shows 7.7 seconds to play. The score, Fall City 35, Auburn 34. When play is resumed, Fall City will have the basketball in forecourt. The girls will inbound it on the far side as they move from west to east, from our right to left here at Fall City High School. Fall City led at the half by 6, 21-15. They were up after three quarters, 33-23. Led by as much as 13 points in the second and third period, 28-15. But have only scored 2 points in this entire fourth period. And now find themselves just clinging to a one-point lead with 7.7 seconds to play. Auburn has outscored Fall City 11-2 in this fourth and final period. Zoe Baltensparker has 8 points in the fourth quarter, 2 field goals and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. All right, ready for the inbound pass now. Inbounding it, Olivia Swanson. 7.7 seconds, a one-point ball game. Another timeout taken, Fall City. Well, this time we'll step aside and take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, this game has the fans up on their feet here. Fall City fans across the way. The student section really getting into this thing, doing some kind of a variation of the wave over there. 7.7 seconds to play, 35-34. Fall City up by one. Auburn with the basketball in forecourt. Olivia Swanson will inbound it for the Lady Bulldogs. Swanson tosses it into Binder. Sydney Binder with the basketball. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Binder in the corner. They need to line up and get a shot. Binder forces a shot. No. Rebound. Putback. Doesn't go. No foul. And there's your ball game. The Fall City Lady Tigers hold on for a one-point win. Your final score tonight, Fall City 35 and Auburn 34. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout and be back with the post-game scoring recap. Don't go away. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home?
Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red trucks out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
To Fall City High School, your final score tonight, the Fall City Lady Tigers 35, the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn 34. Let's take a look now at the individual scoring. First of all, for the Auburn Bulldogs, they had two girls in double figures. Zoe Baldensberger led the way with 14 points. Olivia Swanson added 11. 5 for Jameson Kirkpatrick and 2 points each for Addie Maddox and Sydney Binder for their total of 34. The Lady Bulldogs went 11 out of 12 from the free throw line, including 7 for 7 in the second half. Scoring for the Lady Tigers, one player in double figures, Ashley Kirkendall. She finished with 13 points. Adding 7 for the Lady Tigers was Reese McNeely, 6 points for Maddie Jones, 3 points for Isabel Armbruster, Ava Armbruster with 3 points, and Elise Poppy had 3 points for their total of 35. From the charity stripe, Fall City 0 for 2 in the second half, ended up 3 out of 7 from the free throw line for the ball game. With the win, the Lady Tigers improved their record to 12-5 on the year. The Auburn Bulldogs fall to 11-7. Well, don't go away. We're going to have boys varsity basketball action coming up in about 15 minutes for you. We're going to take a short break here, go down and get our starting lineups, and we'll be back on the air in about 14 or 15, but we'll call it 15 minutes. We'll be back with you for more basketball. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.